کارآفرینان
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN
کارآفرینان.
وقت بخیر شنوندگان عزیز رادیو ایران و به خصوص علاقمندان به برنامه کارآفرینان. من دبی امینی هستم و در برنامه امروز که با کارگردانی خوب خانم آرمینه عزیز اجرا میشه، میزبان دو میهمان هستیم که سبک کاملا متفاوت و جدیدی رو در علم روانشناسی ابداع کردند به نام روانشناسی روحانی (spiritual psychology). خانم دکتر مری و آقای دکتر ران هولنیک. این دو عزیز در تدریس Conscious Awakening که شاید بشه اون رو بیداری شعور و یا ذهن هوشمند ترجمه کرد پیشگام هستند. ایشان پایه‌گذار و از مدیران University of Santa Monica هستند که حدود 40 سال هست که در زمینه آموزش این سبک متفاوت از روانشناسی مشغول فعالیت هست. با دادن توانایی و آگاهی به دانش آموزان این دانشگاه که هم بتونن زندگی بهتر، سالمتر و شادتری رو داشته باشن و همین که پس از اتمام تحصیل خودشون قادر خواهند بود که به افراد دیگری هم در این زمینه کمک بکنند. ران و میری نویسنده کتاب‌های بسیاری هستند از جمله Loyalty to Your Soul، وفاداری به روح خود، که در سال 2011 در 12 کشور انتشار پیدا کرده و به 8 زبان دنیا ترجمه شده. در طول مصاحبه راجع به آخرین کتابشون به اسم Remembering the Light Within، به یاد آوردن نور درون، هم صحبت خواهیم کرد. دکتر میری هولنیک، Welcome to today's program.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I'm delighted to be here.
Me too.
Thank you, Dr. Ron Holnick. Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you both with us today. شنوندگان عزیز، اگر که دوست دارید که سوالی رو با میهمانان امروز برنامه مطرح کنید، با شماره 323-512-7264 با استودیو تماس بگیرید. تلفن 323-512-7264. اولین سوالی رو که از این عزیزان خواهم پرسید این هست که اصلا روانشناسی روحانی یعنی چی و ارتباط این دو سوژه که به ظاهر کاملا متفاوت هستند چی هست. Let's talk about the concept of spiritual psychology and what it is, because psychology and spirituality seem like very divergent disciplines. What is the relationship between the two?
Well, you know, I mean, that's a great question. It's the one that most people ask immediately. But if you look in the dictionary at the word psychology, you will find the study of mind and behavior. But if you, in that same dictionary, if you look up the word psyche, what you're going to find is the soul. So the current way that psychology is done most everywhere has to do with the relationship between the mind and the emotions and how they relate with behavior. But there's very, very, very little, if anything, about the soul. And that, my first teacher used to say, is because it was too hard to make it into a subject that could be taught in Western schools, because you couldn't get hold of it. You can't get hold of psyche, because that's generally left to all the people who were involved in religion. So by moving into what we call spiritual psychology, we are bringing it back to what it was originally created to do, and that is assist people in becoming more awake to that part of their inherent nature that we would all call spiritual. And lo and behold, what did we find? The more that we did that, the more it had a positive influence on thoughts and behavior. Who would have thought it? But that's what happened.
Well, and what I would add to that, Debbie, is that in spiritual psychology, we have developed 33 principles, and Freud actually, maybe it was Freud's father, recognized that the reason psychology was brought to the planet was to help human beings remember why they're here. And so one of our foundational principles is based on what Teilhard de Chardin said, we're not human beings with souls. We're souls using a human experience for the purpose of awakening. That there is spiritual purpose simply in each one of us being here, and Earth actually can be considered a school for the purpose of spiritual awakening. And actually, each one of us comes here with our own unique curriculum. We come here with things that we need to heal, with things that we're here to learn, but also we come with gifts that we're here to share. So to us, spiritual psychology is really an extraordinary combination, because it's the spiritual context that provides a profound leverage in terms of healing the unresolved issues that we have in consciousness.
Wow, very interesting. Let me just translate as much as I remember from what you said, because it's just amazing. دوستان عزیز، آقای دکتر ران هولنیک فرمودن که معنی روانشناسی رو اگر شما بخواید در لغتنامه نگاه بکنید، برمیگرده به ذهن و رفتار، و در این حال معنی سایکی در همون لغت معنی در همون لغتنامه یعنی روح، ولی متاسفانه این قسمت روح به نوعی نادیده گرفته شده و فقط تمرکز داده شده به ذهن و رفتار، چرا که اگه میخواستن راجع به روح صحبت بکنن برمیگشت به مذهب و میتونست مشکلاتی رو در بر داشته باشه. ولی وقتی که این دو عزیز تصمیم گرفتن که اون قسمت روح رو ریفر بکنن به روحانیت، ارتباطش بدن به روحانیت و جدا از مذهب، بعد تونستن با ادغام این دو نتایج بسیار بهتری رو بگیرن و تأثیر مثبتش رو دارن روی افرادی که علاقمند شدن به این مسئله میبینن. و خانم میری هولنیک ادامه دادن که 33 اصل داره این علم و از فروید و یا پدر فروید ایشون گفتن که شروع شده، که علم روانشناسی یعنی این که ما چرا در این دنیا هستیم. Mary, I'm going to say one thing that you just mentioned, that either Freud or his father mentioned that psychology means that it's the finding the reason that we are in this world. And that reminded me of one of Rumi's poetries that says, where did I come from and where am I going? از کجا آمدم؟ آمدنم بهر چه بود؟ به کجا می روم؟ تا کی به نمایی وطنم؟ فکر میکنم که آخرش رو اشتباه خوندم، ولی با رجوع به این حافظهی که خیلی هم این روزها خوب کار نمی کنه، اصل شعر رو مطمئنم که این هست که از کجا آمدم؟ آمدنم بهر چه بود؟ و ایشون همچنین اضافه کردن که ما انسانهایی نیستیم که روح داریم، بلکه ما روحهایی هستیم که در این دنیا اومدیم و قرار هست که وظیفه ای داریم که اون وظیفه رو به انجام برسونیم، و یکی از اونها این هست که هدایایی که به ما داده شده در این دنیا رو بتونیم با دیگران شیر بکنیم. Thank you so much. How did you come to found University of Santa Monica? This is a school to that is devoted to programs in spiritual psychology. From what I just learned from your explanation, this is an amazing, amazing field. But to come up with founding a university just specifically for this is another amazing story.
It really is. The school was actually founded as Koinar University by spiritual teacher, author, and lecturer John Roger in 1976. It remained an empty shell for a number of years. We met John Roger in 1978, and as we got to know him, we began to have some conversations about education, and eventually he told us about the school. And at that time, we were living in New Mexico. We were on the faculty of a state university there and teaching programs for people who were becoming licensed professional therapists. And as we talked with John Roger, we realized that there was a great deal that we had in common. And after a visit to California where we had spent some time with him, when we returned home to New Mexico, I actually had a dream. Within a few days of our return home, I awoke very early in the morning. I went out into our back garden, and I was pondering this dream, and Ron came out and said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "Oh, I've had this dream." We talked. And we called John Roger, and he invited us to return. And really, the rest is history. We moved soon thereafter to California and breathed life into the school, beginning 40 years ago, this month, actually, Debbie.
But you, in your dream, you got the message that the school was ours to do.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that it was.
I'm getting goosebumps. Very interesting. So you had a dream that this is yours to go and follow, and then you follow the dream, and here you are after 40 years helping all these people with spiritual psychology, right? But who gave you this message, if you don't mind me asking? It was just a voice, or someone specifically came to your dream?
You know, the dream was really with John Roger, that he was speaking with me, and we were having a conversation about the school.
Wow, very interesting. So عزیزان, دلیل این که آقای دکتر ران و خانمشون خانم میری هولنیک علاقمند شدن به این که دانشگاهی رو در شهر سانتا مونیکا پایه‌گذاری کنند و در اونجا مشغول تدریس بدن آشناییشون با جان راجر بوده در سال 1978 و بعد خوابی که خانم میری دیدن و در این خواب یه پیامی انگار به ایشون داده شده که باید بیان و در این دانشگاه شروع به همکاری بکنن و چند روز پیش 40 سالگی این دانشگاه رو جشن گرفتن و تمام این مدت مشغول بودن به خدمت و آموزش این روانشناسی روحانی. You distinguish between an ego-centered orientation to life and a soul-centered orientation to life. Let me just explain this in Farsi, what I'm going to ask, and then I will ask you to explain more about these two. دوستان ایشون توی مقاله‌هایی که نوشتن راجب روش زندگی صحبت کردن و گفتن دو روش متفاوت زندگی هست. یکی این که ما توجه رو بدیم به یک خود مغرور و یک خودخواهی و یا این که ما میتونیم توجه رو بدیم به روح درونمون و من دارم ازشون خواهش میکنم که توضیح بیشتری بدن راجب این دو مطلب. Please go ahead. We're listening.
When we talk about the ego, we're talking about that part of consciousness that is designed to work in a world such as this physical world where there is positive and there is negative. It's part of this creation in physical world reality. You can't, for example, you must have light in order to have dark. But there is no measurement of dark. There only really exists light. But if we have a little of it, that's what we call dark. But there's really no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
You with me so far?
Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. And so it's the same way, that's the way the ego, which is that part of consciousness that is designed to work in this world, that is the way it operates. It sees everything in terms of positive and negative. But negative isn't bad, it's just less of what the positive is. And sometimes that's a... for example, you really want less disease and more health. And so there is that positive and negative in anything. And what's important about that is how you think about something directly influences how you will feel about it. So if you define something as good, you're going to feel good when you're having that experience. And if you define something as bad, you're going to feel bad when you're having that kind of experience. So there's that dichotomy of positive and negative that we all live with in this reality. And the body is the, let's call it the place where all of this action takes place.
Okay.
So the ego is a combination of the mind and the emotions. That's what the ego is.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the soul-centered orientation to life, you know, what's beautiful about the model of consciousness that we work with, we have the ego and the duality of the ego, but there's another level inside us that we can access, the authentic self, which really is the soul essence of a person. And the authentic self is characterized by unconditional loving, wisdom, joy, peace, creativity. And so the opportunity within spiritual psychology is to resolve the unresolved issues that reside within the ego consciousness, such that we can awaken more fully into the awareness of our essential nature or soul essence.
And one of the best descriptions of this is by our good friend Jalaluddin Rumi. He was very clear about this. Here's how he said it. He said, out beyond ideas in our mind, out beyond ideas of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. So it's out beyond all of that. And then he said, I'll meet you there. So he knew how to get there, and he was inviting everybody else to meet him there. And that's what spiritual psychology is all about. It's about learning how to come out from ideas of right doing and wrong doing and go into that soul awareness where we all meet together in what we call Rumi's field.
Wow, very interesting. I really want to learn more about it. And also, Mary talked about unresolved issues. We have to take a commercial break right now, but we'll be back in about 10 minutes. We continue our conversation, and then I ask my question about unresolved issues that Mary just referred to and talked about a little bit. شنوندگان عزیز، بعد از شنیدن چند پیام بازرگانی با ما بشید. به صحبتمون با دکترها مری و ران هولنیک ادامه خواهیم داد.